Good afternoon. This is Sterling Smith with your AgriStop on North America Afternoon Market Update. And it was a tough day in the grain market as nearly everything was lower. Make sure to read today's Tech Tuesday as a lot of these markets are experiencing a bit of a technical breakdown. One caveat that I will throw in on this one, we've seen markets take a heavy technical picture. Thus far, they've bounced subsequently after this. This time, it may be a little bit different. We've seen some changes in the weather. Forecasts are going to be a little bit wetter and a little bit cooler, and that did lead to a lot of funds selling. Typically, this time of year, funds do sell, and that can create some pressure, so make sure to read today's afternoon newsletter. July corn is at 760.5. That's down 24 cents. September corn is at 709.5. That was down 28.25. December new crop, 701.5, down 29.5. with the 690.5 low. On the bullish side of things, the fact that December new crop was able to close above $7 is significant and a good thing. However, the July contracts are going to be coming into expiration for corn, soybeans, wheat, and cotton. These are the most significant old crop contracts. So when these expire, everything is going to bound now be funneling into the new crop or semi-new crop contracts. This is going to increase volatility. Funds naturally tend to reduce their positions, so this may create some selling pressure. July soybeans at 16.83 1/4 are down 18.25. August soybeans at 15.99 3/4 is down 22.5. November soybeans 15.12 1/2 down 25 cents. $15 is a key line in the sand for those November soybeans. Wheat fared no better. September wheat in Chicago, 989, down 57.75. September Kansas City, 1048, down 64 cents. September Minneapolis wheat, 1118, down 52 cents. I think there was a lot of fun selling, particularly in the Minneapolis and Kansas City wheat, and this created some market pressures that drug Chicago lower. We also got crop conditions today, and for the most part, not too problematic. Corn was seen at 70% good to excellent. This was 72% last week. Typically, we do see things drop from those initial estimates. Soybeans are 94% planted, and we're seen at 68% good to excellent. That was 70% last week. Spring wheat was seen at 59% good to excellent. This is up from 54%. We're also looking at things being about 94% planted. So while there's emergence issues and things went in late, so far things are looking better, and that certainly added some pressure, I think, these ideas to the weakness in the Minneapolis wheat. Winter wheat was seen at 30% good to excellent. This was 31% last week. Last week we saw 10% harvested. This week we're all the way up to 25%. So again, we do have fresh crop coming into the marketplace. This is also something that will put some pressure on the wheat. There was no big news coming out of the Ukraine. There are ideas that there's going to be some temporary storage going into place. Most of this is probably going to be bags. And for those of you who haven't had any bagging experience, they know how to do that real well in South America and Argentina, and they don't have a lot of problems with that. If you don't know what you're doing when you try and bag grain, it can end very badly for the grain. So we'll see just how this all develops here. September rice at 16.50 was down 10. July cotton 143.51 down 6. Here again, that old crop, new crop divergence very clear in the cotton. December cotton 113.85 down 444. Nearly a limit down performance in the new crop cotton. Again, a little bit of an easier forecast. And ideas about a recession weighing in on the cotton, and the funds are going to be checking out of those July futures. They may not be checking into the Decembers. Live cattle for August finished the day at 136.25. That was down 33. Feeder cattle for August at 175.42, down 248. August lean hogs 109.60, up 173. If we could see a couple closes above 110 in the hogs over the next few days, that would probably be bullish. The hogs seem to be having a little bit of a renaissance here. Cash prices are doing better, and if we can see bellies trade above 150, 100 weight, that would definitely be supportive to the hog market here. July crude, 110.65, up 109. The high of the day was 112.47, the low 110.13. Yes, crude was higher on the day, but it cannot hold those higher prices. We may be seeing a bit of a turning point here in the crude oil. I think we may have done enough damage to demand. We're going to be moving past the 4th of July period, and perhaps gasoline demand will at least stabilize a little bit, and that could lead to some lower prices. Unleaded gasoline, $3.80.15, that was up only a penny a gallon, which I know it's up a penny, but hey, we were as high as $3.94. That was up 14 cents a gallon. Again, we could not hold those gains. Diesel's still a problem at $4.39.20. That's up about 5.25 with a high of $4.54. A lot of diesel demand, bigger demand for jet fuel right now. Looking at plane bookings going forward, there's a pretty soft spot once we get past the start of school. And we may very well see that jet fuel demand dry up noticeably, and that will take some of the strain out of the rest of the products. Natural gas, $6.85. That's down 9 on the day. And again, a big technical breakdown in the natural gas market over the last few days. Make sure to look at today's report. We're just at the beginning of the ideas where we're going to start getting prices for next year's fertilizer. Yeah, we're already thinking about next year, but we need to do that. If we can keep natural gas prices moving lower, that will make for a much better situation on the farm. Gold, $18.32.30, down $8.30. Silver, $21.72, up 4 cents. We were as high as $22.03, so again, we could not hold the gains. Stocks, noticeably better today, $30,530, that's up $641. S&P 500, $37.64, up about $90. NASDAQ Composite, $11,069, that's up $270. Yes, stocks did better, but remember, we've been down 11 out of the last 12 weeks, and we were down about 10% last week. So seeing a bounce, especially after Friday's expiration and being a long weekend, it should not surprise anybody. Is this a bottom? It appears to be a bottom. Is it the bottom? I rather doubt it, but you know, tomorrow's trade, if we can manage to close higher tomorrow, that will confirm a bit of a bullish pattern. We might see a little bit of a bounce in the stock market. And looking at the 10-year, we're at 330. That's up 8 basis points. The high was 331. The low is 322. Most of the day, we were spent right around this 330 area, so interest rates are beginning to calm down, which, again, is something else we need to bring some stability back into the market. The dollar finished at 104.46. That was down 24, and it does look like it may be able to move lower, and eventually that will either support grain prices or at least keep them from dropping too much. This is Sterling Smith from sunny and warm Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great evening.